my name is Wadda Khanfar, and I am the president of Al-Sharq Forum, and I was the director general of Al Jazeera Network. Turkey did take a stance to support the transformation of the Arab world towards democracy in Egypt, in Tunisia, Yemen. And I think the Turkish position was sound, and it was taken in a moment when the Arab world was looking up to Turkey as well as a model to follow. But unfortunately, events in Syria and what's happening right now in Egypt has turned the situation a little bit tense. I still believe that Turkey is going to continue its efforts, and they are continuing, actually. And I think that Turkey is invited at this moment in time to, build some kind of relationships with actors and with other governments in the region that could advance this cause of democracy. I do always defend that our relationship in the region should be based on mutual interest. So Turkey, Iran, and many other Arab countries might have to come together to sort out the issue of Syria, the issue of Iraq, and not to wait for Geneva too, or to wait for United Nations or American point of view on this. I always say that this part of the world consists of four major nations that have existed historically for the last 1,000, 2,000 years, and their interaction did lead to the current economic and political and cultural and religious formula of the Middle East. I call this Al-Sharq. We have the Arabs, the Turks, the Kurds, and the Iranians. These are original components of the region. Yes, I do advocate an economic zone that brings together Iran and Turkey and Iraq and Syria to start with, and that economic zone could introduce to the nations of these countries interests that they could really feel that instead of migrating towards fragmentation and disintegration, we may achieve by integration much better than disintegration. I think, at this stage, if we have the will to do so, we could, because I see that international society and the international politics is shifting. There are new cracks in the international world. There are cracks within the region. And this is the moment when things could be achieved, because you don't normally, in a stable reality, do much of a huge shift. But you could at least put the seeds of change. And I always say, even if this issue of an economic integration in the region could be an ideal that we work for, is much better than working for separation and fight and disintegration. Even if it is a dream, let the dream continue rather than having a fight everywhere around us. What then is not the utopia? Just to say, okay, let us start killing each other based on Sunni Shi'i, or Iraq and Syria, or Arabs and Kurds. And I mean, what is the utopia? The utopia always is to be a model. And I think most of the proper zones, economic zones in the world, have been established at the beginning as a notion, which was introduced, and people work for it. And I think it is very short-sighted from our politicians or political groups and parties to take the moment and make it the norm to follow. The moment is not the future. The future, we should design it conceptually and then approach it pragmatically.